Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hopefully on Fader 9, we've got Chrissy from... Chrissy Booth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You can hear us okay. We can hear you nicely.
Oh, that's good.
Now, so...
isn't it a song and dance festival, isn't it?
Yes, it's the Isle of Wight Music... Dance and drama, yeah.
Blimey, that's a lot to go on.
I know, it's a mouthful.
Are you doing all of those?
Well, you know, I don't like to blow my own trumpet in that, but... No, probably don't want to hear me sing, and okay. I can't play an instrument, so...
Apart from that, you're fine. So what is this? Right.
So, the festival actually started in 1924.
All right.
Wow.
A music and speech and drama festival, and then about 20 years later, the dance was introduced as well.
Okay.
Obviously, things were very different then because families had pianos indoors, and you know, the families got around the piano and they sang to each other as a family, didn't they? So
they did, yeah.
And it was like in the 60s, the piano classes could have up to 70 people.
Oh wow!
Competing. So obviously, things have changed, unfortunately, over the years, and less of us have the instruments indoors, and less, you know, and of course, current climate, less and less people can afford to play.
Yep.
For classes and lessons, but. Despite that, there are people that they teach themselves on the internet. They practice, and there's some fantastic singers around that don't necessarily go to singing lessons.
Right.
But with the festival, even if you don't have a singing or music teacher, you can still enter.
All right.
Okay.
Because everyone has a voice, and everyone deserves to be able to share that voice.
Oh, don't you know, want to hear mine, I can assure you.
No, well, yeah, or mine, or mine. And we have professional adjudicators that have either they've been professionals or they teach.
Right.
And they all belong to a federation.
Right.
And are approved. We always have approved adjudicators.
Okay, so when is the festival?
The festival starts on the 6th of March next year.
Right, yeah.
And it's always March for us.
Uh-huh.
And they can enter, if they go to iwmdds.org.uk,
mm-hmm.
there's the syllabus.
Right.
For each event, and also there's a link for... an entry system as well.
Right.
Okay, so is it all in different venues or all in one place?
Well, mostly the choirs and a lot of the music and singing will be in Garfield Road Church.
All right, yeah.
In Ryde.
Mm-hmm.
The musical theatre, we're going to use the theatre at Ryde School.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Which is that's at a weekend.
Yes.
It's a nice theatre, that, isn't it?
It is lovely. And then the dance always happens at Shanklin Theatre.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, I've plenty of room there.
Which is a lovely stage for them.
It is,
stage.
Yeah.
And you know, it is just a lovely thing. And they get the adjudicators are really good. They write reports and they make recommendations of how they could improve.
Mm-hmm.
Different aspects of their voices or musical playing or things, and it is a really lovely thing to take part on.
And then when these people are doing that, is it in front of a live audience or is it just the adjudicators?
No, anyone's welcome to come and have a listen and all the families come and they support.
I think it's much more difficult if you've just got a bunch of judges sitting there, whereas you've got a live audience who can cheer for you and support. That's even better.
It is. Especially if you're coming not part of a school.
Yeah, indeed.
Obviously, if you're a school, you've got extra support.
Yes, of course. But as a,
One thing we always ask is, if you're going to cheer for somebody, your friend, please cheer for everybody.
Oh, of course,
of course, yes, you've got to be fair.
And I have to say, you know, the kids, especially, and the parents are wonderful. They support each other through the whole festival and give encouragement to each other.
Oh, that's good. Alicia's got a question for you.
Yeah.
So how much is it to enter?
For a solo, I believe it's £6.50.
Oh, that's not bad, is it?
No, and that's to be adjudicated and then take part.
Yeah.
For anyone wanting to watch, it's £2.50 a session.
All right.
Oh, okay.
We do a morning session, an afternoon session, and an evening session.
Right.
If you're going to come all day, it's £5.
That's not bad,
that's
is it?
That's not bad at all, is it? Yeah. And you get to see a good variety of stuff then, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's for entertainment, because we have, as you know, we have some amazing talent on the island.
We do, yeah. Yes. We're very spoiled here.
And they've gone on to do things in the theatre, in film, even the ones that have gone on to teach. They're all imparting their love of the art. And I know people say, oh, it's the art, but what the children learn from being part of it is they learn about having the confidence to stand up.
Yeah, I think confidence is very key to this thing. Just dismissing it as the arts is actually very poor, because the arts inform everything we do and give us entertainment.
It does. It does. And I say, for the children, just having that confidence they can do it there, then they can do it in school.
Yeah, yeah.
They learn part of a choir or a group, they learn teamwork.
Yeah,
and being there for each other and being responsible—it is so much more that they learn from being.
So, if they've won something, what do they get? Do they get a certificate or a cup?
Yes, they get a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
They get a medal, and most of the classes have got cups as well.
All right,
okay.
Which they keep for the cup get for a year, and then
they've got to give it back.
Yes.
Oh, well,
but the history on the cup is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So on the dance section, there is one cup, and somebody that won it, and I can't remember what year it was, but she is now a teacher.
All right.
Not from the island, but she's from Portsmouth. She's now a teacher, and her great-grandchildren compete in the festival.
Oh, wow. That's good, isn't it?
So her name's on it from, say, the 60s. And then I think one of her great-grandchildren won it last year.
Wow.
So it's just nice to be able to look on that cup and see.
Certainly is.
All the names that have won.
This sounds like a huge undertaking. So, again, it's March, you were saying, next year.
Yes.
And the entry forms are available now.
Yes, it's all, it's all on the website. It's got the syllabus to give you all the different classes that we have. And then you can, we use a company called Pay and Perform.
All right.
Which they do all the entries for us. It's a lot of work, as you can imagine. So having it all on the website, it gives us all, makes it easier for us to sort out the programming as well.
So what is the website address again?
It's iwmcdf.org.uk.
Okay.
That's great. Well, I wish you luck, and well done for sort of being there and doing this kind of thing, because it's a very valuable thing to do for young people and for the entertainment industry generally.
It is. So I'll just say to anyone, you know, even if you don't have a teacher, come and have a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check out the website and put a form in. You never know. You might go far.
You never know. That's it.
Thanks very much, Gritty.
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all. And maybe we'll talk to you in the new year when it gets a bit closer to see how things are going.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.